Blog Talk Radio. 347, what up?
Hello?
Is that Tonisha live in the building? What up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You live in the building. Is this Tonisha?
Yes, it is. It's Big Madam CEO. Hi, how are you?
What's up? What's up?
How are you doing?
What's up with you, girl? Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene in the gasoline. I got my co-host live with me, Mr. Cartier. What up?
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
That's what it is. If you don't know, now you about to know. But before I do that, I got to get Tonisha some love real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because the crowd is going wild right now. The crowd is going wild. It's wild right now. We got to give her some claps. Show some love for your love. It's Friday. I'm hyped, so excuse that. You know what I'm saying? I'm all the way live right now.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? So check this out, man. If you don't know, you better know. I'm going to tell you, this lady right here is a boss, okay? Thick madams, all shapes, all sizes, fellas. The movement is bananas. It's serious. She got people from overseas, worldwide, rocking with her right now. She got like something K followers on Instagram. And every other day, she makes Instagram exciting. Besides all the other BS I see on there, she makes Instagram exciting for you. She does contests. They having a meet and greet. They do all kinds of stuff. And it's bananas. The movement is crazy. They actually featured me on there as a single hot lady. I was getting like crazy followers and mad love. Big shout out to you for that. But I ain't going to go crazy into it. We're going to start this interview, and we're going to go back and forth with me and my boy, Cartier. Tonisha, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs?
You know, I do want to shout out my team. You know, Nate Dixon, Jader King Reese, Tony Lucia, Get Body Right, and, you know, my VP of my company, Poppy Scruchon. You know, my director of marketing, she is in Buffalo, New York. Her name is Danielle. You know, they've been holding me down since day one. You know, never, you know, show me no shadiness, always been out there for me. And I want to shout out to every one of my followers on Instagram, because without them, you know, this movement won't be happening. I want to say thank you and appreciate, and I'm very appreciative of everything and all the love that you guys show us on a daily basis.
That's what it is, man. Thick madams, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Thick Madams, you know, Monique had the movie, Fat Girls or whatever. And she had the little clothing line, Thick Madams and everything. You know what I'm saying? Trying to cater, you know what I'm saying, to thick women and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? What made you decide to do this whole Thick Madams thing? And what was the whole mission statement behind that? You know what I'm saying? Tell the people.
Well, you know, Thick Madams started as, you know, a way to appreciate big girls. Because, you know, being a thick girl myself, we are always unappreciated. We always look at, you know, oh, because you're a big girl, you know, you have to do what society standards on what they feel like big women are. They feel like, oh, we're sloppy, we're never going to get a man. And it's just the whole way that we were being treated, I kind of got tired of that. So I'm like, I need to do something about that, be the voice of women that are afraid to speak up. So, you know, Thick Madams started as just a big girl movement to show love and appreciation to all big women out there, and then it slowly transgressed into a movement for everybody, because, you know, a lot of skinny women or smaller women out there have the same type of issues that we're dealing with on a daily basis. So, you know, I feel like if everybody can come together and show love to one another, then, you know, things will happen and everybody can stop, you know, hating on one another.
Definitely. Yo, and like she said, Thick Madams doesn't just cater to thick women. I mean, you know, I'm a, you know, curvy, voluptuous, you know what I'm saying, tenderoni and everything. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? So, you know, they got skinny, they got in between, they got, you know what I'm saying, all types of shapes, sizes, flavors, and they cater to the men too. You know what I mean? So
of course,
it's a big
thing about the men. You know, because without the men, you know, They're like the glue that holds Thick Madams together, because a lot of women feel like you have to look a certain way to attract a certain type of man. And I've, you know, starting this, I realized that it's a lot of men out there that love women, that love our love handles, that love our roles, that love that little fat in between our arm and our breast. Like, they love all of that. So it's like, I have to show them love too.
Girl, eat that shit. They may eat it. Eat it.
they got 13K followers on Instagram.
We're 14K, so we're almost there. 14K.
Oh, they just went to 14K. My bad. 14K. You bad mother. Shut your mouth. But the Instagram is _ thick. MADAMSTM_. And it's Thick Mad Dance, right? Not the STM.
Yes, with
not
the S. That. No, it's you know, THITK or _ THITKMADAMS PM _.
That's what it is. Thick Mad Dance. Follow them today. Cause yo, I'm gonna tell you, she is the person to know. Because if you only got like 2 followers and she rocks with you, you about to get like 1,000 in like 3 hours or less than that. 5 seconds. My bad. You know, because she goes hard in the paint. But before I get into my next question, I'm going to throw it over there to my man Cartier. Cartier, you got some questions, man?
Man, I just want to know how long you been doing the whole, you know, the big girl movement, because I love the big girls too. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know, like, what inspired that whole movement for you to set that off, you know, to get inspired of, you know, girls that's like, don't want a movement like that, you know?
I think it started for me one day when I was out with a guy, and me and the guy was on a date. He was really cool. He was very sweet. And his friend came over to me and was like, you're really pretty, but you're borderline fat, so I would never date you. So I was looking at him
and looking
at his friend, and the guy never defended me. He was just laughing at his friend, like, oh, man, go ahead and go on about your business. But then I'm sitting here thinking, like, just because I'm big doesn't mean I'm not pretty. You know, and I always hate that line. And I think I'm going to put that on a T-shirt, too. You know, every guy, I hate when every guy says you're pretty to be a big girl. What is that supposed to mean? So if I was skinny, I would be pretty? It makes no sense to me. So, I got tired of the way that we were being treated, and I got tired of the way society viewed us. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to make a difference. You know, it's a lot of girls out there that are afraid to speak up. They are afraid to have a voice. They are afraid to put people in their place, and me being Aries, I'm not afraid to do so.
Yeah, I know about them Aries. They fiery, man.
We are. Yeah, we are.
I know about them fiery Aries.
Yo, for all y'all, and this is Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, too, so for all y'all cats that be saying, like, oh, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you pretty, you got a pretty face, but you kind of little, you know what I'm saying, on the new extra big side, word? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
Really,
smack him up,
talk,
man.
Real talk, some of y'all looking like y'all 3 months pregnant, some of y'all men out there. So y'all really don't have no nerve to be talking. Because
exactly.
Some of y'all rocking man titties and y'all need a support bra. But I ain't saying nothing. I ain't got time for that.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everybody does have their preference, you know. And, you know, I don't knock anybody for their preference. I don't knock anybody, you know, for what they want. But you don't have to put others down to make yourself look better. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, you know, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, you start to look ridiculous with the little statements and the side comments that you make. You know, and I do want to shout out this one girl on Instagram. Her name is @Chunka. You know, so much people throw so much hate at this girl on a daily basis because she's a big, big, beautiful Latina woman, and I applaud her because no matter what they say to her, that girl gets up with a smile on her face every single day, and she takes pictures for her followers, and they love her, and I appreciate her. And, you know, I'm going to shout her out as soon as we finish this interview because I appreciate her as a big girl because no matter what anybody throws at her, she's always, always, always have a smile on her face, and she's the most beautiful person that I know, and I don't even personally know her, but just through her Instagram, I can tell that she's a great soul, and I really do appreciate her.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I got to definitely link you up with my girl, Link, Superfly, Spanish Fly. And she has a whole movement with females that are, you know what I'm saying, thick, voluptuous females and stuff. And her movement is strong and crazy big. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely got to link both of y'all together. because she's a thick madam herself, and the movement is bananas, like it's crazy and stuff. So
yeah.
I definitely gotta link y'all out, and she's in New York too, so y'all can really make some power moves together.
I'm definitely down for networking.
Definitely.
You gotta let everybody know that big is beautiful.
Definitely. I gotta call her live on the line. We gotta call her live on the line from the 678, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with the CEO of Thick Mad Dams and my boy Cartier. What it do, baby?
What up, what
How
up?
How you doing?
678, what it do?
Yeah, you got me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, baby.
Okay. I just wanted to give a shout out to my sister, Tonisha. I consider her as a sister.
Where you calling from, baby? What state?
I'm calling from Atlanta, GA.
Okay, girl.
I appreciate the love. I really do.
That's what it is.
You got a question for her?
You got a question for her, babe?
I just wanted to tell her thank you. You know, like I said, I consider her as a big sister to me. She has really shown a bunch of love to plus-size women all over the world, and I'm one of the ones who I was kind of insecure, but, you know, along with her and some other people that were, you know, doing the little big girl movement thing, you know, it gave me more confidence about myself. And, you know, me and her has actually, you know, exchanged some words on Kick or whatever, and I just wanted to say thank you, and I applaud her, whatever she's doing. I really appreciate it. Come on, you got me over here tearing up, about to cry. But, you know, I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. That's what it is. Stay on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? It's all about impacting people. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely been making changes in people's lives, so you must be doing a good job, Tony.
You know, I'm really am trying. You know, it's a lot of, for some odd reason, it's a lot of hate spewed at Thick Mad Dams for some odd reason. And it's like, you know, we're doing something positive. We're out here making moves. We're trying to create a movement so legendary that everybody's going to be able to be a part of. But it's like so much hate is spewed at us. And, you know, and sometimes I question whether I should go on. And then when I get that one kick message from that one girl that tells me, thank you for doing what you do, it pushes me to keep going forward because, you know, this does get a little bit discouraging at times because of the way people act towards me or the way people treat me, but I'm human just like the next person, and I'm trying to pay the way for young women today and even women that's older than me to love themselves no matter what. You don't need a man to validate you. You don't need a person to tell you that you're beautiful. Just get up in the mirror like I do every single day and look at myself and say, I'm beautiful, and I promise you, your day will go a whole lot better.
Quick question. The whole entire company, the whole Thick Mad Dams, the movement and everything, you guys are doing events. Are there any other things that you guys got coming up that we didn't look out for? Could you put that information out there to the people?
Yeah, you know, soon we're going to be doing a benefit concert with my girl from At Color of Teal. She, you know, definitely holding it down for the women out there with ovarian cancer. We're going to be doing a benefit concert with her to raise awareness for ovarian cancer. We're definitely going to be starting up some seminars, you know, to do like a woman empowerment theme. We will be branching out to do a clothing line that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully in April. So y'all guys look out for that. And, you know, just a couple of more events, like some meet and greets and, you know, things like that. You know, maybe we'll do a little speed dating event because, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up and a lot of people don't have Valentine's. So we'll try to get everybody to find somebody that they love because, you know, just off the page itself, I already done hooked up four couples. And it's like, wow, that's crazy.
Wow, I mean, I'm still waiting on my hookup. What's good?
I got you. I got you.
Put me on the list. Oh, and don't forget to put me on the list if you need a speaker. Me and my business partner, we actually do women empowerment speaking events and stuff. So we do speaking and stuff in the empowerment movement. So, you know what I'm saying? If you need speakers, holler at us. We definitely support the joint.
Most definitely.
And I'm going to throw it back over to Cardi. Cardi, you got some questions?
What up?
Wake up, dog.
Hello, you hear me? I'm just, you know, I'm relaxing, man. You know, yeah, I wish you knew how good I felt right now, man. You just, you know, I'm just loving this. I'm loving this life I'm living, man. I wish you could have this air I'm inhaling right now, man.
Nah, I feel you.
This is some 100% high quality air I'm sniffing on, man.
I feel you.
Cardi, you off the hook, man. You got a question for her, man. This is comic relief, man. This is my
I'm just intrigued by the movement she's got going on. She really got a movement with this, man. I'm just happy, you know, because it's hard. You know, a lot of people try to, you know, degrade women, or some women even degrade themselves, and you got somebody that's opposing that whole thing and got a movement. It's just, it's nice to see somebody uplifting the people, man, because that's what I'm about. So, I really don't have no question. I'm just listening. I'm just sitting back listening to her speak. It's her time right now, man.
Ow, it's her time to shine, baby girl. And you know what's crazy? She's going to tell me, I'm a little nervous. I'm scared. I don't know, you know. I said, girl, when you get on the show with me, you're going to think like you're talking to your sister or we hanging around the block. Stop playing.
You did.
It's all good.
I mean, I was a little nervous, you know, because I'm not good with public speaking. So, you know, I was a little nervous.
Hey, but you know what? I just popped your cherry tonight on Lush Radio Online.
Yes, you popped my cherry. High five.
High five, yes.
You did.
You did. Tonisha, another thing I want to ask you in regards to business, because you know what I'm saying, this is the year of the truth. You know, people got to stay their business, have their business together and stuff. How is it so important for you as a woman, being a CEO, being in business, how important is it for you to understand the whole fundamentals in regards to business, and what are some of the challenges that you face in regards to being a CEO of your own business?
Every day, you know, I wake up and I figure out how am I going to grow my business? How am I going to make myself out there? You know, me not being as business savvy as a lot of these people out here, you know, without, you know, the help from my girl from A Color of Teal, and, you know, from, you know, a slew of other people that, you know, just gave me a little bit of insight. You know, I have this guy that I speak to on Kick every day, you know, from a production company. He helps me out with, you know, little business tips. And, you know, I have my boy from C. Compton Photos. He's, you know, based out of Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, he, you know, every day they hit me up to see how I'm doing, to see if they can help me with anything. And, you know, these people don't have to do this. They don't know me, you know, at all. But, you know, just me doing this movement, they, you know, wanted to help me out. So, you know, without them, I honestly don't know how far this will be. And then, you know, like I said, without my team behind me, you know, those five other people that's been standing behind me, you know, Nay Vixen, like I said, Team Get Body Right, my VP, Poppy Scruchon, you know, my home, Jade or King Reeve, and, you know, Tony Lucia. Without them, you know, Sigma Nails wouldn't be as far as we are today.
Well, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing about business is having the right team, surrounding yourself with people that have the same vision as you, in order for you to take your movement, your dream, to the whole nother level. Because you can do a lot by yourself, but you're not going to do that much that you could do when you have a team. And you have to have a strong team. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say they for you, but a lot of people be behind the scenes scheming. You know what I mean? So another thing, have a strong team, but also watch the people that you surround yourself with. You know what I'm saying?
No,
research
so.
People at the end of the day, because, you know what I'm saying, real talk, when it comes to business, people are snakes at the end of the day. But once you have a business, you're business savvy, you know, we're going to all make mistakes when it comes to business. But like I do on Business Wednesdays, which is each and every Wednesday from 6 to 8 o'clock, and I give you business tips, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to business, make sure you go and get your LLC. Make sure you go and get your EIN number, which you will receive after you do your LLC and articles and incorporation. And also make sure that you have a business plan when you want to execute what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? For all those people out there that are in business and stuff like that. But, Tonisha, who are some of the people right now at the moment, like other big companies and things like that, other movies that right now you're working with, in order to do some things later on in the future?
You know, like I said, I'm working with my girl from A Color of Teal. You know, that's her Instagram. It's C-O-L-O-R of O-V-T-E-A-O. You know, she's been helping me out tremendously. You know, she's the one that's been helping me get geared up for this meet and greet that we're going to be having on February 23rd at Highland Park. So, you know, if you're in the NYC area, make sure you guys hit us up and come out to our meet and greet. If you want to RSVP to that, you know, kick me a stick in the ass and, you know, I'll give you the information to RSVP. And then I have my homegirl that's based out of Philadelphia. You know, her Instagram is @bedrooms_bully. She is a sex toy production company, and she sells a lot of sex toys. And, you know, me and her are gearing up to do a couple of passion parties and things like that. So those are the two people right now that's been helping me, other two companies, per se, that's been helping me, you know, really get this thing off the ground and really, you know, start this movement. And like I said, you know, my homeboy that's with his production company, he definitely looks out for me, definitely hits me up all day. My homeboy, Chris Mitchell, you know, C. Compton Photos, my homeboy, Jay Styles Arts, he, you know, working with me with a boy shirt line. So, you know, Jason Gordon, that's the guy name of the production company. He's been, you know, helping me out. So, it's, you know, those people, like I said, without them, I don't know where I'll be. You know, they taught me a little bit about the business that I didn't know about.
That's what it is. And, hey, you can add me to the list because I definitely like to support women in business, man. Because we got to hurt, we got to, you know what I'm saying, work together, because at the end of the day, a lot of people say women are catty, but it's, you're only catty if you're doing the wrong thing and you're trying to, you know, have some, you know, ulterior motives. You know what I'm saying? Really, you should be out here trying to help each other in order to progress, because my success is your success. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
Exactly.
But the last question is, tell me something that some of your fans might not know about who Tonisha is, the boss lady. One thing.
I think I surprise a lot of people when I tell them I have two kids, because everybody think I'm so young, and everybody think I'm 19, but I'm actually, and a lot of people don't know.
You're actually what? We just missed that. The phone cut out. What? You said you're actually what?
I said a lot of people think I'm 19, you know, but I'm actually 25. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that I'm originally from North Carolina. So big up to all my North Carolina people out there.
Hey, I'm originally from North Carolina myself, Durham, Bull City. What up, what up?
What up? I'm originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, all righty then. Got that Carolina up in this jizzart.
The Carolina Blue. What up? Shout out to Durham, shout out to Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Fort Bragg, E.E. Smith, Fayetteville State University. What up, man? Uncle
exactly.
June, what up? Coach June, peace out. You did.
You are now tuned in to LushRadioOnline.com, man, the hottest internet radio station worldwide. Call in at 347-826-7722. Right now, we're live with the CEO, Miss Tonisha, the boss lady from Thick Mad Dams. You heard? You know what I mean? Crazy in love with my boy, the one and only Cartier in the building.
You already know.
We got another caller live on the line, man. Let's go to the doorbell and see what's crack-a-lacking. I don't even know what this area code is right now. This area code, like, crazy. Somebody, what's 631? What area code is that? What area code is 631? Hold on. Let's check who this is on the doorbell, man. Let's ring the doorbell. They ringing the doorbell. Who is it? 631. What it do? What's your name and where you calling from?
This is your director of operations.
Hi, Susie. This is my director of operations, Nay Victor, that I was telling you guys about. She's been holding Thick Mad Dams down from day one.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's popping with you?
Not much. How's everyone enjoying the weather?
Hey, I know it's kind of brick out here in New York, and Boston is getting a blizzard. And people
I'm
down south
from Long Island.
Oh, Rhode Island? Okay. I was like, yo, what is that area code, son?
Yeah, those are from Long Island.
Shout out to Long Island.
So
shout out to Dick Madams.
So, young lady, tell us what Thick Mad Dams means to you. And what role do you play in the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement? I think we lost her. But we got another caller on the line. Let's ring the doorbell.
Who's at the door? 757.
That's BA right there, ain't it?
Tell us where you calling from.
VA, north of Virginia.
Yo, she calling in with the sexy voice. VA, north of Virginia.
I like that. She can talk like that all she wants to.
Yo, what up? What's popping with you?
I'm good. This is short and beautiful.
Hi.
Basically, I'm just listening, you know, to shout her out. Basically, she's like, I'll call her like my IG sister. Like, she's like my bigger sister, so. But, I know she probably feeling like I haven't sketched anything in a while, but I've been busy, but I sketch a lot for her. I don't know if she told y'all or not, but I sketch a lot, so.
So why ain't get it drawn yet? What you doing? We ain't get no Jalon over here. Let's get online. I'm jealous.
She's gonna be working with us with our clothing line.
Girl, I need me an animation. I need somebody to draw me. I want to be a cartoon.
If you want to be a cartoon, I can draw you a cartoon person. I do more than this sketch. Clothes, like I do cartoons and stuff too.
Okay, see, you want to put it out there. Put your IG name out there and your Twitter name, and you know you got, because I need my picture. You know what I'm saying? I'm posting that joint up. I need that.
Well,
I'm feeling for somebody to draw me.
It's short underscore and underscore beautiful. I saw your pic, so if you want a cartoon, I can draw it out and I'll just send it to you. Actually, I'll take a picture of it and I'll tag you. How about that?
Girl, do that, because you know I'm hype already. I don't know what to do with myself. Somebody call me. Somebody call me. Calm me down. Yo, I love the energy. We all the way live, man. It's Less Ready Online. Y'all better get at Thick Man Dance on IG, man. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Because I don't got time for that. We live in the building. You know what I mean? So I'm expecting to see my picture, Miss Sexy Lady.
Oh, you will. Like I said, I'm going to sketch it out. I'll probably be done by tonight, and I'm just going to tag your name in it.
Yo, she a beast. How she said she going to be done by tonight? People be telling me, yo, yeah, give me a second. Give me that. She said she won't be done by tonight. I'm done. I'm in love right now. I love you.
But she can tell you, I sketch like all the time, and I just send her stuff. She's like, you be forever drawing. I can't help it.
Girl, follow me on Instagram. I'm going to follow you back. But I just want to tell you that I appreciate you for drawing me my pictures. You know I'm going to shout you out and stuff and everything. But, you know. Stay on the line with us real quick, boo. And stuff.
All right.
Tonisha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tonisha, I just want to tell you that you're beautiful, you're bold, and you're a go-getter, and I'm proud of you, and I see nothing but blessings, and you're going to continue to grow as a beautiful businesswoman in this industry. And don't let nobody tell you different. Hey, because we don't got time for that. You know?
I won't.
So, you know what I'm saying, I support you, and Less Ready Online got your back, and whatever you need, you know what I'm saying, just let us know. You know what I'm saying, you can rock with us tonight, you know what I'm saying, if you feel like rocking us with us, we got some hot and hot music. I would like to hear your opinion on some of this music. Some of these artists, they be sending us music in here. Some stuff be alright, some stuff be alright. We ask them, we like, is it hot or not, or is it lukewarm, or looky-looky, as we say, you know what I'm saying. So, we're going to get into the hot or not later. But you know it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, right? So you know, if you have a gripe or you're mad or somebody just really pissed you off or you just saw somebody just doing something really ratchet or something that just really got on your nerves, you say what it is and then you tell them, you know what? Get the fuck out of here, man. Live on Lush Radio on Live. It's time to vent. So go ahead and let them have it. Get them.
For me?
Oh, Tony. Yeah. What happened this week? Something made you mad.
Honestly,
honestly don't even have nothing bad about bad to say about anybody this week. It actually went pretty smooth. Besides this freaking snow, they can get out of here. Nobody really pissed me off, surprisingly.
Okay, that's what's up. That's good then. You know what? This blizzard can get fuck out of here. You heard?
Pretty much.
Real talk. Because we don't got time for that. Especially New Yorkers, man. We got to make moves.
Yeah, we got time.
Anybody
for that.
Got time for that?
For real. But, Tonisha, you know, once again, give us your Instagram or your contact information just in case if people want to get at you and rock with your movement.
Okay, so as she was saying, you know, my Instagram is at underscore thick, T-H-I-C-K, madams, M-A-D-A-M-S-T-M underscore. You know, that's our Instagram page. You can follow us there. We do have a Facebook page. You know, it's facebook.com/thickmadamsTMS. We do have Twitter. It's thickmadams 2012 on Twitter. And, you know, we're making moves. We hopefully everything will be up and running, and we'll have our closing line out by April. If y'all want to email me about any inquiries, our email is thickmadams2012@gmail.com. So if you have any questions or concerns, you want to get immediately in touch with me, you know, our kick is thickmadam. So, you know, we have every way, shape, or form that you can get in contact with us.
That's what it is. Thick Mad Dance, man. We ain't playing no games. If you ain't rocking with my little sis right here, I'm going to smack the living mess out you, man. You heard? I ain't got time for that. We all the way live. You in New York right now. Blizzard's coming. How are you getting prepared for this blizzard, Tonisha?
I don't even want to talk about that because I suddenly went to the grocery store and being the late New Yorker that I am, I still have not went out and went to the grocery store. So I know I'm going to be struggling and frantic tomorrow trying to get to the grocery store in these supposedly 17 to 20 inches that we're going to be having. So I might truck it and go ahead and go tonight before things get a little hectic.
You see this? This is a typical New Yorker. They be like, yo, snow? Who cares about snow? That's nothing. You know what I mean? Then the snow comes, they be like, son, I'm hungry like I don't know what, son.
Pretty much.
There ain't no food in the crib.
I think I'm about to make the Chinese man mad and make him bring me some food.
You better go get you some chicken wings and some fries or something.
Something, Lolo. We got to survive up in here.
Definitely, definitely. Tonisha, we appreciate you. We love you, man. You know, you can rock on the line with us, you know what I'm saying, for this high tonight. You know what I mean? But I know you're a busy woman. So if you want to stay, rock on us, but we're going to bring you back on the line. We're going to go into this hot or not real quick in a few. And
yeah.
And then
but I actually have to go. You know, I still got to make some phone calls, got to return some emails. I appreciate you having me on, but, you know, I do have to run out. You know, I still listen in, but I have some stuff that I need to take care of here on the back end.
You definitely, because you got to get prepared for that blizzard. Get ready for that blizzard.
Yeah, I do.
All right, holla at you. That's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, all the way live. We just had the wonderful Miss Tonisha live in the building. Thick badass, all the way live. This is what we do. Lush Radio.
Do,
and I'm here with my bro, the one and only Cartier. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to rock out with Cartier because he's about to have y'all laughing because he's going to say something crazy, and you're going to cry. You're going to laugh, and you're going to be like, yo, this cat is crazy. And you know what? Shout out to TLC, shout out to T-Boss, my girl, you know what I'm saying, T-Boss each and every Tuesday at 8 o'clock on TLC, totally T-Boss, make sure you check out her show, it's not a game, support my girl, we had an interview with her earlier this year, and she's just a sweet person. Also, big shout out to our girl, Elise Neal, mad love for her, so you know what I mean? It is what it is. Lush Radio Online. Every time I hear this song, it always get me, you know what I'm saying, to do something. You just stop in your tracks and you be like, don't stop. We going to be right
don't
back.
Stop, don't stop. Don't stop. Pump that, pump that, pump that. Don't drop stop. Drop that.
Put these twerking back in the drum pop. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name.
Drop that.
Put these twerking back. Work.
Work,
What's going on, folks? This is DJ Dome Record representing Brooklyn. I'm chilling with Lush on LushRadioOnline.com.
You already know it's your boy, Lord Vital, Lord of the Rings, Beast of New York. You already know EIB Monster Gang, the rock with my homegirl Lush for Lush Radio. You already know what it is. Everything is beast mode.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. Don't stop. Fuck that. Don't stop. I ain't got time for that. Blizzard's coming. How are you getting ready for this blizzard? Boston, New York, I am praying for you. Y'all going to get crazy inches. I hope you went to the store today. If you didn't go to the store, I don't got time for that. I ain't in New York right now. Right now I'm in the DMV. So it's a little chilly, but we don't got no snow. Because, you know, I really don't got time for that. But, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go into this quick interview with my man Cartier because we ain't seen him in a minute. He's going to have you cracking up laughing. And then we're going to get into this Hot or Not, man, because I got some Hot or Not music, baby. Cartier, what it do, baby?
What up? What's up, everybody? How your mama doing? Your brother doing? Your stepfather? I love y'all, man. Shit, you know I love you. I love you. What's up,
I love you too, Cardi. Cardi, man, this dude Cardi right here is, I've seen him grown from an artist, and he just been growing. My man has his music on Music Choice. He gets radio spins. My man actually gets a check for his music. You know what I'm saying? A royalty check. Like, he's not playing no games. When it comes to business, he's about his business. All y'all other artists out there talking about, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But, yo, are you actually getting a check cut? Like, he gets a check cut with his name on it from BMI. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not an asset.
Yeah, they love me, too.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games out here. So, you know what I'm saying? Cardi, talk to us. Tell us what's new with you, man. What's popping, fam?
Man, I'm getting back. I'm about to do a round two. You know, I'm getting back in the mix of things, you know, been working on some new stuff, some new situations, new deals. I just came from Cali, shot the video for the new single I'm dropping called Couple Dollars. And that should be done maybe a week or two. You know, we're going through the edit process right now. And, yeah, we're just about to blast off again. The same thing we did the first round, we go through the second round and just amplify it. Trying to make that noise, man. So keep it moving.
That's what it is. I heard from a brother you got some deals on the table. People was, like, hitting you up from, like, different states, man.
Yeah, man, you know, we talking, man. We talking, and, you know, we waiting for the person that's going to walk it out real nice. That's all.
Word. Can I get a loan, son?
Yeah, you can get a loan, man. You can get a loan to anything. You got to leave me alone. Shit, you know what I'm talking about? Church. Oh, I love you, girl.
Crazy, man. So, Cardi, man, what, you know what I'm saying, what inspired you to get into this crazy music industry, man?
Man, what inspired me to get, I didn't even know it was crazy. I wish I would have known how crazy shit was before I got into it, but I really got into it just off of the love of music. It started off with just me loving music and me wanting to just rap. I used to like rap, and I could really do it. So I just like doing it. I like the tension I got from rapping, the oohs and ahs, and damn, did you hear what that nigga just said? That type of stuff, you know. So when I found out how crooked it was, I said, "These y'all some bitch ass niggas, man."
A bitch?
I'm a bitch. I wanna smack. I'm like, the politics and everything that came along with it, I said, man, but I came too far not to, you know. It's nothing now. I done been through way more worse stuff. I just don't like the bullshit and all that, but you know, there's somebody right now just ducking the police right now, or shooting the shootout right now. So it ain't that. So I'm good. This ain't nothing, man.
Definitely. But you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you're working. You know, you get see. Like, I mean, you done stuff with, you know what I'm saying, some major people, and you definitely, you know what I'm saying, done a lot of things. So right now, where do you see yourself going into 2013 to 2014? Like, you know, what's your vision right now?
My vision right now is the independent route, man. Just straight independent to build up my core and build up my following some more, so we can just hit these states and go perform for these fans, man. hit this state, these different states, where my demographic is, the Midwest. I'm coming out there to the Midwest to reach out to y'all and just do it on my own, man. You know, and if the labels want to work with me, then we can make it happen. But I'm not chasing no artists out there. Don't chase them labels, man. They will chase you. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, they will chase you. Trust me. That's what we're doing.
Who are some of the producers you working with right now?
Of course, P-Eazy. My man Quan in Brooklyn. What up, Quan? He's done stuff with Joe Buttons, Crooked Eye, two of the Slaughterhouse members. You know, he's doing this thing out of Brooklyn. O.C. Nashi, I got in touch with him when I went to Cali, so we back at it. You know, Nigeria's on, PG's on.
Nigeria,
on,
what
up? Nigeria,
boys.
Yeah, O.C. Nashi, Wynere. Y'all Google him. He just did something for B.O.B. And it's a major. He's an incredible producer. I've been messing with him since 2002. But he gets better and better every year. I don't understand it. Like, he's one of them dudes that just blessed to do what he do. So, him, and that's pretty much, that's the core right there. I don't really change it up too much. I just work with the core people that I got good chemistry with and make the best music I can make. You know, I'm singing a lot more, but I'm singing, you know, in a different way. No, it's just something new for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to present it to the world. So that's what's up, man.
I mean, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, don't know that Cardi is a triple threat. He's a crazy comedian. He has you dying laughing. He can sing his butt off and he can rap. So he definitely goes in. Cardi, you know this is Follow Fridays, you know, Freestyle Fridays, and you know I'm gonna put you on the spot. You know, especially for the ladies, Valentine's Day coming up. So, you know, they need a little serenade and all that. But real quick, give them your Twitter and all your social media real quick.
Oh, you can hit me at Carty_Yeah. That's CARTY_YEAH. That's Twitter. Facebook, CARTY-YEAH. Everything is Carty Yeah. CARTY-YEAH. You put that in. Find me whatever site you want. I'm on there. I don't have Instagram. I don't give an Insta damn. But I'll be getting that soon. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up on that. Just cause I'm not on there. But when I do get on there, you already have me on my own on the shit. So yeah, we go. You know, Cardi everything. You know, that's what it is. And I got and I know how to cook. You know what I'm talking about? I'm an instant chef. How about that? You know what I'm saying? You need a good casserole in your life. Holler at me.
Hey, you sound like a nice candidate for some of them women out there for Valentine's Day now, Cardi.
Yeah, you know, I'm single, man. I've been single for a minute, man. You know, so if you single like me, you can mingle like me, baby.
Cardi, since Valentine's Day is coming up, right? Some people still feeling the stress of the, you know what I'm saying? The whole, you know, recession. Some people still ain't working.
Yeah.
Some people still ain't grinding. You know what I'm saying? So how do you do an inexpensive, you know what I'm saying, sexy, romantic little thing? You know what I mean? So,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Give us some romantic tips, man.
I think it all depends. Like, it depends on the relationship. It depends on how long you've been dating. It depends on have y'all been dating for a long time. Years, you know what I'm saying? If it's a new person, and you tripping like I want to impress her and all that, nah. Man, if you just met this girl and you trying to get to know her, just give her a simple card. You know, it's a start that counts, right? And give her a card, man. Give her a card, you know, and write something on it. There you go. But if it's somebody that's like, you know, somebody you've been messing with, you know, run her some bath water or something. You know, make her something to eat. Give her something, breakfast in a bed, and you know, treat her real nice, man. Give us a full body massage or something, man. Give her something that, you know, that make us give her some less stress or something, man. You know, it ain't nothing, man. Just do it. That's your
just
girl.
Play
you know what
mute
to do.
And just don't say nothing. Just shut up, cause I ain't got
just
time
shut
for
up,
that.
Man. Don't say nothing, man. Just don't say nothing, man. I don't want you saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Because your girl will be at my house. I'm gonna show you what to do with her. I'm going to give it right back to you.
Yo, Cardi,
right back to you. I'm like I said in the news, right back to you, Bob.
What? Oh, God. Right back to you, Bob. You crazy, man. Real talk, run that bath water, but, yo, don't be cheap. Like, dollar store... even got the bath bubbles. Don't be trying to make bath bubbles with no dishwashing.
Yeah, don't use dishwashing detergent.
Out there.
Don't
Come
use
on,
dishwashing
now.
Detergent, man. Don't use Tide with bleach. Some of y'all use Tide with bleach too. That's not even hot.
Come on, baby. We got some bubbles over here, yo. That same Tide. Don't you smell like Tide? You smell fresh, like fresh clothes and shit. Ben.
Oh man.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Real talk. But you know, it is the thought that counts. We get so wrapped up in the propaganda of what you have to do, you know, this, that, and the third, and you really, you know what I'm saying, you really don't, you know, you really don't have to do all of that sometimes. Sometimes you can just, you know, write a poem. You know, if you make a song, dedicate a song, just a simple thing.
Do something original. Do something original and for real, for real.
Think outside the box, you know what I mean?
And then we ain't talking about Taco Bell either. You know what I'm saying? Think outside the box. For real, this is what you need to do. For real, you should be doing this shit year-round anyway.
Yeah. Every day should
be Valentine's
Day.
It shouldn't be a one day that you doing this shit. You should be doing this shit year-round. Valentine's Day should be another day to y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk. Like, every day should be Valentine's, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, for the new females you just met, like, yesterday.
Yeah,
like
you don't do that to them. Give her a card. If you want
to
meet somebody, give her a card. Meet somewhere neutral. Don't take her nowhere expensive because you don't even know this person. Take her somewhere cool, like somewhere neutral. Starbucks is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up, man. I got an argument with this whole Starbucks meeting up thing. Why I can't go to Ruth Chris, okay?
Oh, you can go to Ruth Chris. We can go to Happy Hour too. On Ruth Chris. When the menu is $9.
They Happy Hour is on point. So for y'all cats that really can't afford it like that, but you can still make the whole Ruth Chris look, you can go during Happy Hour time.
Go to
and
Ruth
still
Chris.
Pull it off.
And McCormick and Smith got a happy hour, too. So you can go to them happy hour spots. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. We can go there, baby. Just happy hour. Get that $9 menu. I don't know you like that to break $40 on a plate. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to spend $40 for no reason. I don't even know you like that, Slim. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. For real.
Oh, man. Also, there's other indispensable dates. You can go to, what is this other place? It's just cheap. This is just for, like, people that you might have had just met. You got Ruby Tuesday. They have their little deals and stuff like that. Some of them have, like, two for a certain amount, like 20 or something. So, for somebody that doesn't really know, you can take them to on an inexpensive date that doesn't really, kick your pockets in a lot. But, you know, for those who got it and they can drop it like it's hot, go ahead and throw them stacks. I have no complaints. You know what I'm saying? Because you can throw them stacks on me.
Yeah, because you have people out there that are bona fide simps and tricks. And they think they go get something for doing that. But what you do, ladies, if a nigga do that to you, you make sure you get the highest thing on the menu. If he gonna be a simp and a trick ass nigga, you make sure you get the highest motherfucking thing on the menu. And then after that, say, and then don't even eat all the food. Don't even eat the shit all because he expects.
Take a doggy bag home.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't even take a doggy bag. Just leave it. Let him know that you don't need the fucking food.
Cardi is the relationship.
Yeah, let him know. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a dude trying to impress you with all his money, let him know, I don't need your money, Slim. But thank you. Well, I just, matter of fact, I ate before I came here. I just wanted to order up your shit. Thank you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and also, advice tips, too. Okay, so we just went on the dates and everything and stuff like that. The next thing I want to ask you, Cardi, is just basically like, okay, for women looking for men nowadays in 2013, what should we look for? You know what I'm saying? What are some of the things? Because, you know, sometimes we make the wrong decision. Sometimes we feel like, because you got some women that make more. Nowadays, some guys get caught up because they say women make more than men. blah, 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 this, that, and the third, right?
Yeah.
So they said that, you know what I'm saying, oh, well, she make more than me, so, you know, I'm going to fall back, you know. Should men still take the initiative, like, what's going on? You know, what should we look for going into, you know, trying to, you know, find that Mr. Right or him coming to us?
I think Mr. Right, I think y'all should just continue doing what y'all doing, and Mr. Right will find you. For real, for real. I think y'all should not intimidate. I think a lot of y'all intimidate these weak men, because a lot of them out there is weak and they got egos. And y'all like, some, a lot of females out nowadays are playing the man role, and they not letting the man be the man. Just let the man be the man, and you be the female, and everything would be cool. First, as far as attraction and all that, like, you gotta, what do you want out of a man? What's your common interest? What do y'all like art? You like radio? You like music? That's where it starts right there. And then it goes from there. So you got to have your common interest down pat. What do you like? What attracts you to them? The physical part. Then after the physical, mental. You know what I'm saying? Then after mental, spiritual. It's how y'all connect. And that, anything else falls into place from there. You know, that's how I think. So.
Dang, I feel like dating Cardi right now. But if he wasn't like my brother, that would be like incest.
You did. That, I mean, that's how it is with me, man. Like, it starts off from a common interest. And then the bullshit comes into play later on down the line. But everybody, you know, starts off with that common interest, man. Then you just go with the flow and weed it in, weed out. Everything happens.
Definitely,
you know.
Definitely. We got a caller on the line. If you would like to chime in on this, you know, this little quick talk we having right now, chime in. We got a caller from the 845. Tell us your name and where you calling from, baby.
Yo, Drawzilla.
What up, Drawzilla? Woo!
Yeah. What up?
What up, yo?
I'm chilling like a unknown penis on the try and make a million, my nigga.
I'm good, man. I'm upstate New York, man. Looking at this damn snow outside, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. Them blizzards, man. I hope you got your good inside food, man. Your alcohol, your beverages. I hope you got everything you need, man.
I'm good money, man. Made me a nice little plate a little while ago, man. I'm good, man.
I know that's right, man. You got a question, man? What's good with you, man?
Hold on.
Before we even start talking, hold up. For all y'all that's listening right now, we got one of the hottest top producers live in the building. Your man, Mr. Drawzilla. We had him on the show like some years back. My man has done a lot of major stuff with a lot of major people, and he got a major joint that he's dropping with K Slay, and we're going to play that joint live on the show on a hot or not.
I got to hear that.
and we got my man, you know what I'm saying, Cartier live in the building. Yo, I just had to do that quick introduction, and I got to show my man some love because I hit him up today. I said, yo, calling in. My man called that.
I appreciate that. From day one, you've always showed that love, man. So, you know what I mean? I definitely had to call in, check up on things, seeing what's going on, kind of update y'all on what's going on with me and all that.
That's what's up. And you know what, Joe, before we get into that, though, quick question. You know what I mean? Like, how are you, you know what I'm saying, how you doing with this whole little Valentine's Day? Like, we was talking about these relationships, man. I wanted you to chime in on that. How you coming from a man's perspective?
Man, I'll tell you what, man. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm real focused on the music right now. You know what I mean? So that ain't really in the situation right now. But you know how it goes with Valentine's Day, man. Y'all fellas got to do the right thing, man. You got a lady, you got to treat her right. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Hell yeah,
what?
Pretty much.
That's
yeah.
What it is. Those are the words from Drawzilla. You heard? So Drawzilla, man. I need you to tell us, you know what I'm saying, in a few minutes. I want you to tell us about everything that's new, what's going on with you. But you know what? It is Freestyle Friday, and I got to, you know, put Cardi on the spot because, you know, Cardi sings and rhymes. So, you know, we got to get this out for the ladies real quick, and we're going to go into this quick interview with you, man, and we're going to play this hot, crazy banana song. Yo, I listened to that joint, and I was like, yeah, straight bananas. And I'm about to let them hear in a few minutes. Cardi, you on the spot,
man. What am I doing, man?
You got to sing a little something for the ladies.
I
got to
sing.
Man. You got to sing and you got to rhyme. You got to do a little singing and a little rhyme.
Every flame represents your pain. All you got to do is call me. I'll take it away. You're so beautiful to me, I had to tell you. But with me on top of your body, it'll be much better. Beautiful skin comes within. Let me in, and you will see how smooth it'll be on top of you, baby. Coco, Coco butter. Baby, I'm your cocoa butter. Let me rub it in. I'm so pure, I'm so pure, I'm so sure. You need me in your system, yeah.
Church.
Damn! Damn! Damn!
That's for sure, baby. That's all crazy, dumb, nigga. Be my cocoa butter, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Church. You need me in your system.
That's Cardi, man. That's Cardi. We gonna hear a little rhymes and Cardi. Let me hear a little bit. Just not a whole.
You want some bars now? I was born a poor nigga. Robbed though was more richer. Became a trending topic before Twitter. Narcotic supplier before the wire. Made news in high school. Checked the prior. 01 to 05, I ran cipher. Serve nigga, superb spitter. You heard of me? They say I take word enhancements when I rap. On a track, I make magic like Irvin's parents, nigga. I'm Cartier. Maniac killer, quarterbacker. Ray Lewis couldn't sack a nigga. The heat turned victims into freak accidents. Blood pouring like a full of anticoagulants. Keep trying to be a modern day Pac till at 9. Now you're shaking like Michael J. Fox. Used to handle that rock like Mookie Blaylock. Now I run that bass, nigga, boy, your bass sock. I apply pressure. I can keep going, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Church.
Man, calm down. Get some restraints, man. Word. That was the Lush Radio Online exclusive. That was my man Cartier live in the building. Look out for more from him. We got the super producer, the man with the plan, Drawzilla, live in the building. Drawzilla,
yes.
You done did a lot of things. You done messed around with a lot of people in this industry doing this amazing work that you're doing, man.
Appreciate it.
For the cats that don't know, tell them the summary, man. Get them the synopsis of who Drawzilla is, man.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been doing it for a minute now. My first placement ever, I was working with BITC, with my dude Showbiz, with AG, D-Flow, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Party Artie. That was really pretty much my first start. And then from there, I started working with people like Sadat X, you know, came up, started working with Sheik Luch and Mano and Styles P and all of that. You know what I mean? A lot of the records are online right now, but really just kind of building my buzz a little bit just to get to a point where I can kind of consider myself, you know, a freelance producer that, you know, has that heat for anybody in the game. You know what I mean? And the most recent thing that happened with K-Slay, I mean, K-Slay's been supporting me for about 4 or 5 years. You know, one of the records that I did with Styles P is called Guns N' Roses. He played that on the radio for the first time. He was playing that joint like 10 weeks straight. So then right from there, I kind of knew, I'm like, all right, you know, this is a good avenue for me to really get, you know what I'm saying, you know, right with my situation and stuff. And then really just reached out to him like, yo, you know, what you doing right now? Like, what's up? He was like, yo, I'm just putting together this project. So it linked between him and Sauce Money because I started working with Sauce to put some records together. And he has a great relationship with Slay. And that's where it all connected. I was able to do a lot of records with him. And that started to get stuff played on the radio. And that led to the single that he got on his mixtape right now.
That's what's up, man. The joint is crazy as fire. It's featuring K-Slay, Papoose, Sauce Money, John Carter. This is produced by Drawzilla. It's bananas. It's crazy right now. So I hope y'all just hold on to your seats right now and get ready for this inferno of heat that's about to be blasted into your ear live on Lush Radio Online. Exclusive.
Yes.
Better smack yourself, cause you better get ready for this fire.
Let's go.
Let's go. You heard? Lush Radio Live. We all the way live. Hot enough Fridays, man. Let's go.
I can't be who you are.
Drawzilla.
I can't be
who you are. Sauce motherfucking money.
I can't be who you are.
When you talk about MCs.
nigga, quick as a pound blam. Your click is a clown clan. Talk slick, don't forget you around, fam. Squeeze my stick, not a round jam. Then watch a chick climb up the charts, cause she treat my dick like a sound scam. Umpire, I call a game. Flow is Hall of Fame. Niggas is agents in the Matrix, they all the same. No matter how you split them up, the bullshit's identical. Niggas need to hit them up.
I hit them
up. Tupac this song, but you not this strong. And you got this wrong. You're just the next name on that two block list long. Do not miss this. Make it legendary how you got dismissed. Bodies will levitate, lights they thoughts look at. Niggas is never straight, long as my thoughts crooked. Focus your brain, then freeze it. Now it's clear enough to feel. I'm just like inspiration. I lift your spirits up for real. About MCs, there can only be one me. Stick around, cause there's much more to come, G.
Not the ring with dreams, drop March 5th. Aw, shit, flipping in the cartridge, dipping in the car quick, spitting on a sergeant. Reach for the sky, nigga, let me see your armpits. Ride on these rappers so fast, I get car sick. Creeping out the darkness, squeezing on a target. Beat them till they turn black and blue, now they all crisp. Egghead, nigga, I be beating on your armlet. You bombing, I cut your wire, you liar, I disarmed it. Man, I used to hustle hard by the supermarket. Eating on a sausage, beating all the charges. Niggas getting left, I was leaving them regardless. My homies got remanded, they was keeping them in Sparfit. When I had beef, I was beefing with the monsters. Reaching for the lost, and you speaking all this nonsense. Niggas coming home, say they eating on the guard strip. Reaching for the cross, quick, squeezing on them convicts.
When you talk about MCs, there can only be one me.
Flint, Michigan, definitely in the building.
Stick around, cause there's much more to come, G.
Thanks for having me. It's coming.
Yeah, let's cut the stupid shit. The truth of it is ain't no duplicate that could do this shit. My newest shit is proof of it. And I won't budge and I won't move a bit. I'd rather resume than quit, consume with this. I get in the booth and spit your mood or switch. Greatness come with patience, being famous come with hating. Being your own alpha and omega come with hazing. You only get one shot, so if you only graze them, your 15 minutes was a phase that won't even phase them. That's why I spit it like it's life or death. And I ain't like the rest, cause you still sleeping on me and I don't like the rest. I wake them up because I shake them up in every line. I spit with passion, same reaction happens every time. Cause truthfully, the difference between you and me, you trying to be somebody else is hard enough just doing me. Keep it real, shit, you motherfuckers fooling me. I know exactly who I am, and that's cool with me. Gone.
You heard that right there, man. I Can't Be Who You Are, man. Featuring K Slate, Papoose, Sauce Money, John Connor. Produced by the one and only super producer, the man with the plan, my man, my dude, Drawzilla. Hot or Not Fridays, what you think about that? Hot or not, or lookie lookie? Call in at 347-826-7722.
I'm going to have to hire you to be my publicist, damn it.
You know how to do that, too. Just to throw that out there.
That's right. I need that in my life.
Cardi, how you feel about that joint, man?
Man, that shit is mean, man. That shit is good mean. That's a mean
that
ass joint, motherfucking song, nigga.
Good luck.
That last verse was crazy too. I like hearing Sauce Money again too. I mean, it's been a minute since I heard Sauce, but
yeah, man.
Everybody ripped that shit. That's what I like.
Yeah, that track was hard. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you do, you know, need some little side publicity, little situation or whatever, George, and I need the music bed. I need my official music.
That's what up. That's what up. What's interesting with that whole situation, too, with Sauce is that, like, he's rebuilding right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know that. He's been recording a lot. You know what I mean? He took a little hiatus, you know, this down the third, breaking away from the whole Rockefeller record situation. But, you know, he's naturally a writer, you know what I'm saying? So he's been doing a lot of ghostwriting and this down the third, but he really decided to step out of that and start really getting back into, you know, becoming a recording artist again. So I'm just doing a lot of creative coordination with them. I'm not doing every track, but I kind of reach out to a lot of the producers that I know, you know, from the Outstanding Producer Show that we do, and, mm-hmm. you know, try and solicit some music to him so he could do some writing and recording, and then I just mix all of his stuff. You know what I mean? So,
what?
Like, we're really building right now, man. I'm proud of him because he didn't let the obstacles, you know what I'm saying, deny him. Like, so for so many years, they counted him out. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So,
uh-huh.
But he's back. He's back, ready to go.
Give him the finger.
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? Word.
Yo, big shout out to Outstanding. Shout out to J-Hat. Shout out to, you know, all the other super producers, like, you know, Food of the Future, Music Mike,
right.
Show, all them cats on the, you know, board with them and everything. And Grand's Music, you know what I'm saying, the fam. And,
yeah.
you know, y'all guys be doing stuff. Y'all are like, you know, fam. And shout out to Evan Brown, you know what I'm saying, Lil D.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Y'all all family anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's a small circle. Y'all all family.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I love to see when y'all growing and stuff. And, you know, you always got a home at Lush Radio. Anytime someone comes through my email and say, Drawzilla, I hit you on the Twitter like, yo, I'm playing this joint today.
I appreciate it. I always appreciate that. For real, for real. Yo, shout out. We got an artist that we're working with, too. Her name is Jazzy Amber. If you want to look out for her, man. She's from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? The team is me, Sonny Carson, Boot of the Future, Smitty. We're all putting together a project on her. She's 18 years old, beautiful girl. I mean, her music is crazy. She sings. She's crazy. Crazy.
What?
Yes. So I'm going to be sending you some stuff on her really soon. Hit her at Jazzy Amra. Dope records we got coming out. We got a single called Handle That coming out real soon, produced by Boot of the Future.
Yo, so when y'all going to send me that? I need that. Cause
I'm
also going to
get that to you
ASAP. I'm going to be throwing out a mixtape. I'm going to be putting out a mixtape. I'm trying to put a couple little independent artists I rock with for people that's like fam and put
right.
their stuff out there. I'm about to serve the streets real quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's called Feeding the Streets, so I need some new hot music to send me that joint to the email.
I got
ASAP.
You. I got
you
know, definitely.
And, you know what I'm saying? I'm just proud of you, Drawzilla. Like, you grown, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
and you know, you keep continue with the grind. And you surrounded with a lot of positive people.
Right.
Tell us something that, you know, nobody else knows. Something that no one would, you know, say, okay, yeah, I didn't know that about Drawzilla. Something about you that, you know, your fans don't know.
Well, I mean, something, you mean musically or just in general?
Just in general. Something that your fans don't know about you.
Wow. I would kind of say that I'm very impatient. Like when it comes to just things in general, you know, with music and just things that I want, I'm very impatient, man. And I work hard, so that makes it even worse. I find myself like, you know, going hard at all these situations, and it's just not coming to me fast enough, man. I get annoyed with that. You know what I mean? I'm working on that. I'm trying to get, you know, into a mode of being a little bit more patient and just letting, you know, God do His work and you know, eventually it'll happen, but, you know, that's one of my small flaws that I try and get over on a regular basis, you know what I mean? Because I just want things so bad, like I have such a passion for what I do in general that I want it right now. You know that feeling, right?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that because, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, no pun intended, some of these cats out here, you know what I'm saying, they be doing these other little radio shows and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that don't last too long. But anyway,
right.
you know what I'm saying? You see them and they pop up out the blue. You got other people, they pop up out the blue. No hating on other people that do the same thing you do. But you see, like, you've been grinding, going in so hard, but you feel like sometimes you don't always get the recognition. Like,
right.
you see some cats, you be like, yo, what? You just got a UMA? So how
right.
long you been in it? What? Okay,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to eat that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think in that sense, to be real honest with you, like, you know, I have a production team. You know what I mean? I decided
yeah.
to really build a production team outside of just myself. So I've recruited a lot of young people, you know, on the team. So I'm a little
mm-hmm.
different when it comes to that. I'm not one of the people that gets so hung up in what everybody else is doing and why did they do this and why did they win it. Like, everybody got to do what they do. And there's reasons for people doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do an artist showcase. So a lot of times
mm-hmm.
artists come to me and say, well, why didn't I win? It's like, yo, I'm not the judge. Like, there's other people that are judging your talents. You got to respect that. You know what I mean? So when I see, so, like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Boot of the Future won producer of the year, right? And this is just to keep it all the way 100. A lot of people thought that Cardiac should have won that. You know what I mean? Because Cardiac did start it up for Lloyd Banks. He did this, he did that. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that have that support Buddha the Future. And those both of them are my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Both of them are my brothers. So when I heard that he won, I'm like, okay, that's what it is. So I'm never going to judge somebody else's decisions on what they do and the progress that they make, because we're all trying to work hard. We're all trying to get to that next level.
That's true. That's definitely true. But you know what I'm saying? The impatientness, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that you want to come to you and it just don't come at a time. I just be like this. Look, you got to be patient. When it's my time, my time going to come. And when it comes, it's going to be plentiful. It's going to be so much that I don't even know if I want to be able to handle all of that that's going to come. You know what I'm saying? So it'll all come in due time. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're a good dude, Drawzilla, and you exude nothing but positivity. You know what I'm saying? Every time I talk to you or something, you're always in good spirits and stuff. I've never once heard you, like, sound down.
That's not me. You know what I mean? Because it's you know that's a waste of energy, man. I've always said if you're gonna spend a bunch of energy on negative stuff, apply that to do something positive, man. Like all that talking crazy and on these social networks and this and that, and you know you upset because it's like the one thing I can't stand is seeing people complain all the time on these networks, like. If you got so much complaints, like, find a resolution and do something about it.
That
you know what I'm saying?
Man,
everybody don't need to be hearing all this stuff that you got going on. Nobody want to hear that. Everybody got their own issues. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw it over to Cardi. Cardi, you got a question for Drawzilla?
Yeah, man, I want to know, like, what's next for you, man? I mean, you got these hot dreams. What's the new shit you about to be?
I think what's really next for me, man, is that, like, I'm putting together this production album. You know what I mean? And I'm really going to go hard. I've put together three already. I did a series called Zilla's World 3. You can look that online on DapTest and all that. But I decided to do an official album. It's going to be called The Zenith. I got a lot of records where, you know, I reached out to a lot of people that I know that gave me, you know, some great verses, this, that, and the third, some known and unknown features, and pretty much, like, get into a situation where I'm going to literally go and shop this album. Like, I'm going to go see Guha over at Duck Down. I'm going to go see, you know what I mean, this one and that one to really see what they would like to do to kind of promote it and possibly fund it, and this, that, and the third. Like, I put a lot of records together, so I think it's at the point where, you know, I kind of need to get to that next level. And a lot of times, a lot of producers get so caught up into waiting for these opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody going to knock on your door and say, yo, track 15 on your CD, we need that for 50 Cent. No, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of make a way for yourself. You got to figure out a game plan of getting your music heard and getting your music out there by all these social networks, people that do, you know, record servicing and all of that. Like, sometimes you got to spend a little bit of money. You know what I mean? You're in the right situations. Like my homegirl Sasha over at East Coast Digital, like, had a conversation with her. Like, yo, I need you. You know what I'm saying? You've been supporting me for all these years. Now I need you for this project. When I put this single out, I need a blast. What's that going to cost me? You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's to a point where I got to start, instead of just becoming the producer, now become the businessman and figure out what I need to really get to that next level. You know what I mean? And for my team, too.
Well, whatever you need, just hit me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? I support whatever you do. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, have some positive things you got going on. I definitely need you and Cardi need to link up because I think it'll be some fire. That's just
I think
my
that would be dope.
Thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
That's just my personal thoughts. But, you know, Draw, I want for a lot of these cats that so say that they're producers or whatever, and they get it confused with producers, engineers, and beat makers. Could you give them the proper definition of what a producer, start from a beat maker working up to a producer to an engineer? Could you break it down? Because some people are lost. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a beat maker is what I used to be. I used to be in the crib, you know, with my old MPC 2000 XL and just banging on them drums. I mean, banging on the drum pads and sampling stuff and making a beat. You know what I mean? When I got into production, is when I started linking with artists and really understanding their role in putting together a record. So it's no longer just me making a track anymore. It's getting in the studio, it's recording them, it's directing them vocally. If there's a singer, directing her or him vocally, because I don't sing, but I know notes. You know what I mean? So I can get in the studio and I can say, all right, that note was a little flat. Let's pitch it up a little bit, get that right. You know what I mean? Like, production is really taking it from the first level to the final level of making a record. And a lot of times the producer doesn't necessarily have to make the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that actually find the producer, find the songwriter, find the engineer, get them in the studio, log the studio time, and get the record ready to go for radio or for another, you know, whatever the situation is. So, you know, it's bringing it from point A to point Z all the way through. A lot of beat makers call themselves producers, but they're not recording anybody. You know what I mean? They're not in the studio. They're not mixing the record. I mix all my records, all of my records. I don't allow another engineer to mix my record unless I get a placement and they say, okay, here's a check, but we're going to go to such and such to mix the song. But I need to hear it. I need to approve it. That snare got to be louder. Like, that was my whole vision of the record. You know what I mean? So a lot of producers got to understand that, man, and start understanding that and really get more involved in what you're doing. Don't just make a beat and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to email you the beat. Nah, I can't do that anymore. I used to do that, but then I found the end product was horrible.
That's deep. That's real talk.
Hope y'all taking notes out there, man.
I hope y'all are, man. You know, this is Lush Radio Online, man. We educate and entertain at the same time. So, you know, we might make you laugh. You might hear some hot music, but at the end of the day, we want you to take some education off of this, because a lot of people aren't giving you no information. They're sitting here talking all kinds of crazy. We trying to give you information on what you need to do to better yourself. And
that's
there's always room for growth. Every day we're learning. Every day we step in our game
every day.
Up and using different things. You know what I'm saying? So every day, every encounter is a learning experience.
That's
what's
right,
the difference between Drawzilla back then and Drawzilla now?
Exactly what you said, man. I learned a lot. You know what I mean? I just educated myself on how the business goes. I got my publishing right. You know what I'm saying? And with ASCAP, I've been with ASCAP since 2002, and really understanding like how the whole licensing things work with, you know, with song. I mean, I got a licensing deal back in 2006. You know what I mean? Where, you know, MTV, VH1, all that stuff, they were able to submit a lot of my music on a lot of the television shows. At first, I didn't really understand what that was all about. I knew about it, I heard about it, but I didn't really educate myself. So once I started going to a lot of different seminars and this, that, and the third, I don't know if you're familiar with I forgot her first name, but it's Black North. She was one of the vice presidents of Rough Riders. I went to a seminar in Atlanta that changed my life, absolutely changed my life, because it taught me about all of these necessary tools to really be able to build yourself as a producer. So once I started really getting involved in that, it just made me a better man, a better producer. You know what I mean? Just learning so much. But I think the difference is now is that I just understand, you know, things a lot better when it comes to just the business side of music in general.
Definitely. And you know, when you stated that, you being honest and stuff, so you basically telling us, you know what I'm saying, the testimonial that every day you are learning, you know what I'm saying? Because
every day.
The thing is, a lot of times on my business Wednesdays that I do each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, I always give you guys business tips and things like that. And like he stated, if there's seminars in your profession, because like me, I got thrown into the whole marketing thing. I got thrown into the photography thing when I used to be a model. But I'm back in school for business administration. I'm studying business law and all that stuff. Like, I want to have the formal knowledge behind what I'm doing. I have the experience hands-on, but I want that formal knowledge. That's just me, so I can have that under my... Because I never want anybody to have the upper hand. And sometimes us as minorities, we get so caught up like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And sometimes you don't want to go over there and say, oh, man, maybe if I do try to find that information, you know, maybe I just talk to this dude and he'll give me what I need instead of me going and taking the initiative. The World Wide Web is free.
You can actually go on there. People are giving seminars, free seminars. If you don't know how to do Pro Tools, you don't know how to do Photoshop, Final Cut Pro X. They give you every day. I'm learning and investing on doing my video stuff and everything like that.
Right.
Like, it's not a game.
It ain't a game, man. There's no excuses right now, man.
Absolutely no excuses.
You can teach yourself how to do everything. They got a tutorial for it. If you can think of it, it's a tutorial for it. And if you know how to make one, if you want to bring some traffic to your stuff, if you know how to do something, you make a tutorial and bring traffic to your thing, and they share it. There's just so many different outlets to do stuff, man.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It's like you said, if you don't know something, you ask questions, man. Like, I went to back to the seminars. I went to this one seminar. It was I don't know if you know JoJo Brim. JoJo Brim co-manages Trey Songz with Kevin Louds. Back then, I was real tight with him. You know, kind of lost contact now. But the one thing that he said in that seminar is always surround yourself around people that are better than you. And what all that
means
is that people that understand things better than you, vibe with them. Figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna rock with somebody that don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's bringing you back. That's bringing
you
back. So keep yourself around people that understand this game, man, and then you can learn, you can build with them, you can understand, you might be able to do some business with them. Make some paper.
And that's real shit. That's real shit.
Definitely.
Right there,
man. And you know, the other day, like, I did a consultant, you know what I'm saying, consultation with somebody, and, you know, it's a person they already had. Sometimes people have contacts. They got big names. They talk to these people every other day. But sometimes people don't know how to, you know, form some type of cohesion to make it work for them in a beneficial way. It's like, I know all these people. I can talk to them. But how do I use it to my benefit to make myself a business? Now you have an idea. You have a way of executing it, but you don't know how to bring all of these resources together to make it move like a machine. So I had to do a consultation with somebody that already had contact, but doing it the proper form and also doing it the right way and having contracts and certain things that they needed to do in order for them to move forward. And the thing about it is, you got people that do have this information, but some people like to keep it to themselves. I don't mind giving the information if you're willing to do what it takes to get to the next level. I don't have time to be sharing information with somebody that's not serious.
I don't
have time for it. I thank God that I'm here to share information on here, because back in the day when I was coming, I had to learn the hard way. I had to go through obstacles and ups and downs, bumps and bruises, you know what I mean? But I figured it out, and now I can be able to educate people and inspire people in order to catch hold of their dreams, because the only person that can hold you back in life is yourself.
That's right.
You know, so that's the situation.
Right.
But you know, we got super deep on it. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we on the way live. We gave a seminar just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you right now. Cardi's verse was way better than Freestyle Friday on 106 and Park just now. Straight up.
Good looking, my nigga.
Oh, word. That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up, man. But real talk, though, Jawzilla, I'm very proud of you. I definitely see your growth, and I wish you nothing but success.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Slide it our way and everything. And it is Follow Friday, so, you know, put out the information if people would like to get at you.
You can definitely hit me up on Twitter at Jawzilla, DrawZilla. I mean, I'm on it all the time. You know what I mean? Y'all can hit me up. I'm accessible. I answer back. Like, if anybody, you know, needs anything, holler at me. People that are interested in production, serious inquiries only, please. Like, it's no time for none of that other stuff. If you're serious about your business, we could do business. And that's it.
Jawzilla, I have a question, right? Because right now, like, you know, because besides doing this, I also teach. I substitute teach at a school. At an elementary school, right? And I always bring, like, different, like, artists or different people in the industry to come and talk to the children, right? But this is out here in the DMV. If somebody would like to, you know what I'm saying, contact you in regards to just doing, like, a speaking or kind of giving them, you know, because I try to make school fun for the kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't have too many things to do anymore. So for someone that actually is really in the industry and they can kind of show them little things, you know, it means a lot to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to have to talk offline about that situation.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Come out there and talk to the kids.
I've done a few panels, you know what I mean, you know, in the music business a few times. People have, you know, asked me to come aboard and speak, which I definitely appreciated it too, because it kind of gave me that exposure too, you know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely, that's not a problem at all.
Definitely, that's what's up, man. Lush Radio Online, we live with the super producer, the one and only Drawzilla, your boy Cartier. We live in the building. It's Friday, and we're going to get into this hot or not in a few minutes. But Drawzilla, I just want to tell you I love you. Much love.
Love
and
you.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it
you.
Is. Keep doing what you're doing. And you
all
know
right.
what I'm saying? All the haters out there and all the craziness, man, we ain't got time for that.
Not at all. Cartier, I appreciate you, brother, man. Keep
like
doing what you're doing, brother.
To my homies, please, for real.
All right. Y'all be safe.
All right, man. Stay out
all
that
right.
blizzard, man. Make sure
oh,
you
yeah,
stay
I'm
in the house,
man. You know,
I'm in the crib.
Nice to drink, man.
I'm in the crib. My studio is literally 5 blocks from me, but I'm staying in the crib today, man. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow.
Warm and toasty right now.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
you a Snuggie real quick. Get that Snuggie.
That's right.
All right, we all the way live, man. Me and my boy Cardi, man. It's Friday. And, you know, you don't never know what you're going to hear from us, man. We're going to act a fool, man. Cardi, that was, you know what I'm saying, it's good information, you know, to give out to people. I hope people pay attention, Cardi, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I hope they do, too, because it's, this was right. This is some free shit.
Word. You know how much money people pay for seminars?
This is what you just got right here was about, you know, you could have paid a stack for this information right here, man.
Seriously.
You got it for free on the Lush Radio show. You know what I'm talking about?
Lush Radio, man.
Yeah,
we look out
for y'all, man.
Each and every Wednesday, we got Business Wednesdays where I give you how to create contracts, you know, how to do press releases, things like that, how to LLC and stuff like that, giving you certain terminology in order for you to get your business together. And that's each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock on Lush Radio Online. Tune in, man. Get your business together, man.
And fellas, you know what we don't teach y'all how to be? A bitch nigga.
Cardi is off the hook, man. On that note, we got another hot or not, Cardi. I want to know how you feel about this joint. These cats just sent me in this joint. They did their own little remix to Click, and they're called Battery Hall. I don't know exactly where they're from. They're called Battery Hall.
Battery
and
Hall?
Gonna play their, yeah, they're called Battery Hall, and it's
okay.
called Click. So it's two artists, so I'm going to play this joint. Hot or not, man. Call in. Let us know if it's hot or not or lukewarm. 347-826-7722. We all the way live.
Shut the fuck up.
Reborn the open glory cells. Sex fail to no avail. Troops prevail with the tales of hell's calamity. AIDS, guns, government insanity. Some say the system hired their recruiters. Planted them to shoot us. Dollars, true illusion, fuel confusion. You it, screw it. Celestine music, my click bang. A rap team loser. Make it better.
I told
the
motherfucker red.
I ain't getting shit. No, I ain't getting shit. What's inside my soul is a cloud pouring rain, but the flame still remains. Just enough spirit found the keys to the chain. Torching through the village, knowing nothing but the pain. Heard a voice, heard my name, what was spoken by the creator. Flying my Adidas, dagger hunters from the treetops. Kings from the creek spot, always on call. Yo, these people call me leader, dodging bullets from the reaper. Kicking demons, wreaking havoc like a preacher. You're serving territory, mangling your ghost features. You know the ones that write your rhymes and tell you how to read it. Dropping verses with the zeal, I seven seal it. Hold your horses, don't reveal it. Esoteric secret ticking over to the season.
The true story, for which lie will I feel the most sorry?
which life do I get the coup glory? Make more money than I could spend in a lifetime. Snoring with both hands off the wheel. Having dreams that I still want reality and ill. If I polish the grill, my apology spill. My anatomy chill. New fascination absurd, but that's the word on the grill. Judgment sent from the hill. You dead and utter my name. Skirt wearers, mirrors, and chains. I'm locking down everything. These niggas just own one. They talking like five rings. Talking like my clique. Yeah, pussy was dame. Just push me, won't speak of fame. Without the K-13, the K-13. If you're not on my side, you can die with 13. I'm an artist, worst game. The hardest work game is what it looks like. Same fam, list of mixtapes. They think that I'm promoting. Every time I go green, hold it, roll up more green. Infrared on your team. Now, yeah. I think I know what Dre means. The game needs a detox, so we the cop fame. Redecorating while moving in to wipe it out clean. With a fresh paint job and some brand new blood, I sure will let it shit.
That was Click right there, the remix by Battery Hall. I don't know exactly where they're from, but I want to know how you feel, hot or not, or lukewarm. And I heard the song before already, before I played it, and I think that, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's lyrical like Cardi would appreciate something like that. Cardi, what you think about that? Hot or not, or lukewarm?
I mean, it's a high joint, you know what I'm saying? The song is definitely hot. The rhythm is definitely hot. You know, it's just an extension of that, you know. They put a little spin on it. It's a high joint, you know.
Yo, I give it a high because their lyrical, like... Their lyrical skills was bananas, though. They remind me of Digimo Planets and stuff. Like, they were storytelling. I was like, yo, you know, beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm black like that. I'm cool like that. They were telling the story, like, and they flow together. Like, I think they're two partners or whatever. I don't know exactly where they're from, but I got the submission. And, I mean, it's definitely a different sound.
They got a different tone.
They're not hitting us with the regular everyday thing. It's definitely different. It took me back to Digimo Planets, and I gotta give that joint a firing, hot, blazing.
Hot fire. That's that hot fire right there, man.
Hot fire. Now I got another song from another group, and they're out from Michigan. They're called the CEOs, and they got a song called Go. And it's two artists. They're called Easy and Bam. And they're from Michigan. So shout out to Michigan, Taylor, Michigan, Battle Creek, all that, you know what I'm saying? Detroit, you heard? So the joint is called Go. Hot or Not Fridays, man. Tell me what you think. Call it at 347-826-7722. Here we go. Let's go.
Keep my eyes on the press. I'm talking where the cats be. Before I get up a second, determined to break these.
go. That was a song by the group CEOs, and their CEO stands for Certified in Every Obligation. So CEOs, they're out of Michigan, and that was their song, Go. Hot or not a lukewarm? I'm going to give it a looky-looky. It kind of like reminds me of like E-40. Tell me how to go. Tell me where to go. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like feels like a little knockoff of that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, but they're out of Michigan. It's decent. You know what I'm saying? I give it a looky-looky. You know what I'm saying? Because it reminds me too much of another song. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it a looky-looky on that one. We're going to switch it up. I got another song, another submission. I got Patrico. And, you know, maybe he's Spanish. I don't know. But he's done a lot of stuff with a lot of major people. I got the music submission in my email, and he actually did a song. He did the song with Shauna. The song is called Twerk It. And big shout-out to Shauna. She's showed us love. We've had an interview with her before. So shout-out to Shauna. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely working, getting it in. And she's also with, you know what I'm saying, she's got next. Shout-out to 11 and everything like that. So the song is called Twerk It. And I want to know if it's hot or not a lukewarm. Call it at 347-826-7722. Let's go. Lush Radio Online. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Now she don't need to say she dance alone. Going in on that camera phone. Uploader, she making money, her channel on. It's monetized, she hypnotized, some comments high. Getting likes, afternoon to the midnight. She working out, she get it right. Same time, she go to school, work a job, showing proof. She made it clear she don't want to do. She call me up when she in the mood. Damn right, she bomb. Taking bout to blow. Crib pay, car pay, she ain't got no. Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Work it, babe, for me.
They want to see you. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Stop. I told you she's a beauty when she move her body. She's a beauty when she move her body. Yeah. She always dancing in the mirror, she love herself. Twerking hard on her birthday, so she taking pictures, blowing kisses, practicing for her first debut. She D cup, C cup, B cup, or A cup. She knows she bad with no makeup. She working hard for her cake up. Don't want a man, don't need a man, but she please a man when she sees your man. She a DJ man, she ain't easy man. You'll fall in love when you see her dance. She make the guys go wow. Twerking on that flow. Tick, tick, perico, magnifico. Going in for that dough. Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe, for me.
They want to see you. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Stop. I told you she's a beauty when she move her body. 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 She's a beauty when she move her body.
Body. Body.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, all night into the early morning. Slow back, on the floor, she make it work. Drop it low, on the floor. She a pro, bet you know. Ooh, yeah, she's going back, she making all the tickets. So all the facts, keep throwing racks, blowing back. She the sh, and they know that. No stop for that rah rah. Shawty all about the dollar. All they want is that nah nah. That ooh ooh, ah ah. Shawty keep it so fly. Money all in the sky.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe, for me.
They want to see you. Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Stop. I told you she's a beauty when she move her body. 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 She's a beauty when she move her body. 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 Yeah. Let's
go.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you heard that right there, Patrico featuring Shauna twerking it. You know, and that joint, I give it a hot because, you know what I'm saying, you could just be sitting there, you know, the beat is sick, though. You know, it's crazy. Shauna did a thing, you know. It's different, you know. We don't, you know, stick to the norm. We don't just play hip-hop. We play everything on here. You know, you might even have me playing some rock or some oldie, so don't even try to stick me in a box, you heard? So it was different. It's definitely like that techno feel, and it's different, and, you know, I like different. I just don't like, you know, weird banana stuff, you know what I'm saying, crazy. But, yeah, I like that one. I'll give it a hot on that one. We have another submission. This is the last submission for the night. This one right here is called Turn Up Down, I believe. Turn Up Done. And it's by Co-op, and they're out of the DMV area. And I want to know how you feel about it. It's hot or not, or lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? If you guys didn't listen to the show live, you can always get the archives live on the show. We'll post the link on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all of your social networks. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com for more info. Or you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram. Let's go. Also follow MAE2K on Twitter. Also MAE2K on Instagram. My co-host, and listen to our show each and every Monday with me on Motivational Mondays. Tuesday nights, the Queen's Lounge at 10 p.m. to 11. Also log on to our website, www.mae2k.com. Also, if you're looking for photography and video work, log on to www.2chicksandnacamera.com and check out all of that photo work you need. On top of that, also check out www.quanleetv and also Forbes DVD. So definitely support them. They are fans. And shout out to our sponsor, Heads Up ENT. Look out for the new mixtape coming out soon. We're going to have it called Feet in the Streets. We're looking for local artists, artists from different states worldwide, to submit their music. Submit it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. It has to be fire. It's called Feet in the Streets. So we want to feed the street, you know, the streets fire. We're going to sponsor, like, put it on several different sites, and we're going to feed the streets hard copies. So come on, holla at us. You know what I'm saying? Send me your hottest music. Lush Radio Online, Feet in the Streets, you heard? Along with Heads Up ENT, our fam. Hit him up, you know, the owner, Mr. Bobby A. Shout out to him. Hit him up at Mr. Loud Punch on Twitter. And shout out to our DJ, DJ Reasons, also DJ Hustle. You already know what it is. Our correspondent out there in California. All-Star Weekend is going to be bananas. It's an All-Star Gifting event that's going on crazy right now. And don't forget that if you want more information, I want you to contact my sister from another mother, Ms. Trey Davenport. She's the super PR for this event, and she's the publicist. So all you got to do is email Trey, T-R-E-A, Day, P-R, at gmail.com. Log on to her website, www.treydaypr.tumblr.com. Contact her for RSVP for this event. It's going to be featuring Ms. Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop, and also it's going to be featuring it's also going to be featuring Miss CEO, Coco the CEO, who is the owner of Luxury Hair, and Trina the Baddest is going to be there, and Miss Jocelyn. It's going to be a lot of NBA players. Contact her at 678-327-8281, 678-327-8281, or email her at tradedaypr@gmail.com. And if you're looking for PR, whether it's me or her, holla at her because she is the one, and I work with her directly. That is my sister. Support the movement. It's going to be a gifting event. It's going to be A-list stars, A-list people in the building, and you're going to be able to shop till you drop. Enjoy the festivities of All-Star, which is this year in Houston. Also, on top of that, on the 12th, support my sister, the one and only Real Live ENT. She has an event. She is the CEO of the Winner Circle. The Winner Circle is going to be on February the 12th, 2013, live at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue at New York City, 1009. And it's a special birthday bash for real. My sister, you're going to have special performances by DJ Jazzy Joyce, Vane. You're also going to have Stage A Mafia. Grass going to be live in the building. It's going to be hosted by Biz from Microphone Bully. And the music is going to be by my brother from Another Mother, Music Maestro. So go out and support that. The tickets are almost gone, sold out. But I need y'all guys to go over there and hit her up. If you got Instagram, it's Real ENT. It's called Real Live ENT on Instagram. Hit her up ASAP, Real Live ENT on Twitter. Get at her. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be bananas. If you hit my Instagram at Lush Radio Online, you'll see a flyer. If you hit it at Lush Radio Online on Instagram, you'll see the gift and suite also. Lush Radio Online, we all the way live. The blizzard is coming. I hope you guys are safe. Watch out. You know what I'm saying? In life, life may throw you a curveball. Life might not be what you expect it to be, and it might not always go the way you want it. But remember, don't allow anybody to steal your joy. And never limit yourself in life for all your blessings that you got out there, and reach out and grab hold of your dreams. And never be scared to advance yourself or learn. It doesn't make you any less of a person. If you don't know nothing, ask questions. Surround yourself, like we stated before, with people that may know a little bit more than you. And you know what? Eventually, one day, you'll get to that level, or you might surpass that level. I thank God that I am able to educate and entertain people through Lush Radio Online and inspire people in their lives. And if you do love our show and you do like what we do, I would implore you to write us a quick email, a quick testimony of how Lush Radio Online has impacted your life through all of our shows, from past shows, from Street Queens, The Movement, to the interviews we've had and things like that, and send it to lushradioonline@gmail.com and tell us how we have touched your life in different ways. Holler at your girl, Lushy Lush. Instagram, at Lush Radio Online. Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Everything's Lush Radio Online, man. And, you know, we are the people's voice. We do it for the people. I don't do it for myself. I don't do it because I you know what I'm saying, I need publicity or anything. I don't need this. You know what I need? I need to help people, because God put me on this earth to help people and send a message. And this is my way to channel people. I make you laugh. I make you cry. We have fun. And this is what we do. Lush Radio Online is a ball of fun, and this is what we do on Lush Radio Online, and we get deep. Don't forget to tune in each and every day on Friday. How to not Friday? It's Friday, and Fridays follow Fridays with your girl, Lushy Lush. You never know who might be co-hosting with me. Also, don't forget, submit your music at lushradioonline@gmail.com and send us a drop. All you got to do is say, yo, this is da-da-da-da, and yo, I'm rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. Oh, yo, this is da-da-da-da. And tune in to Lush Radio Online. That's it. Some simple stuff. You know what I mean? Send me that, and you're more liable for me to play your stuff on the show. You heard? Also, don't forget to check out my sister. We all the way live. Lush Radio Online. We got one more song, and it's called Turned Up, Turned Down. And I want to know if it's hot or not, man. They from the DMV, man. Let's go.
COMZ, right here.
I'm about to turn it up. She about to get loose. We gon' hit the spot. We gon' need a fifth of goose, plus a couple shots of charm. Gotta get her loose. Sippin' on the dirty daddy. We ain't dirty juice. Turn her, turn her, turn her. We about to turn her, turn her, turn her. She about to turn her. Texas boys, I drink dirty too.
around me. All the real niggas know the young nigga go, and he'll fuck your hoe. Don't have no worries, please say the box, cause I don't like it hairy. She never told the tale, but she acts just like a whale. Her name ring bells, them old days. I remember back in the day, my old ways.
Inspiration, I lift your spirits up for real.
I can't be who you are.
cartridge. Dipping in the car quick, spitting on a sergeant. Reach for the sky, nigga, let me see your armpits. Ride on these rappers so fast, I get car sick. Sweeping out the darkness, squeezing on a target. Beat them till they turn black and blue, now they all crisp. Egghead, nigga, I be beating on your omelet. You bombing, I cut your wire, you liar, I disarmed it. Man, I used to hustle hard by the supermarket. Eating on a sausage, beating all the charges. Niggas getting left, I was leaving them regardless. My homies got remanded, they was keeping them as forfeit. When I had beef, I was beefing with the monsters. Reaching for the lost, and you speaking all this nonsense. Niggas coming home, say they eating on the guard strip. Reaching for the cross, quick squeezing on them convicts.
About MCs, there can only be one me.
Flint, Michigan, definitely in the building. Your Sauce Money.
Stick around, cause there's much more to come, G.
Thanks for having me. It's Common.
Yeah, let's cut the stupid shit. The truth of it is ain't no duplicate that could do this shit. My newest shit is proof of it. And I won't budge and I won't move a bit. I'd rather resume than quit, consume with this. I get in the booth and spit your mood or switch. Greatness come with patience, being famous come with hating. Being your own alpha and omega come with hazing. You only get one shot, so if you only graze them, your 15 minutes was a phase that won't even phase them. That's why I spit it like it's life or death. And I ain't like the rest, cause you still sleeping on me and I don't like the rest. I wake them up because I shake them up in every line. I spit with passion, same reaction happens every time. Cause truthfully, the difference between you and me, you trying to be somebody else is hard enough just doing me. Keep it real, shit, you motherfuckers fooling me. I know exactly who I am, and that's cool with me. Gone.